everyone. It's Jamie from Pale Lips and Rita Records. You're listening to Shake Some Action on WFMU with my friend and yours, Alex Kish.
Give me your affection, and I always pay my break. Same bat time, same bat station.
Hello, and welcome back to Newfoundland on Sheena's Jungle Room, part of WFMU Freeform Radio. This weekend, or Monday, I was lucky enough to go with friends to see the total eclipse, as witnessed in the southeastern corner of Missouri, near Farmington. And our very own Solomon had told me that it's a feeling I would chase for the rest of my life. And indeed it was. And I eclipse bonded with Marissa Magic, who's in town from Olympia and sort of the reason for the season. Marissa, do you have any... We're co-hosting, obviously. Do you have any eclipse notes?
I definitely do agree with wanting to chase that feeling, and ever since we saw the eclipse, I've just kind of wondered if it even actually happened, and yeah, I want to actually know what that feeling is again, but it was a great and very intense bonding experience with my new friend.
Yeah. So in 20 years, in 2044, we're going to renew our vows in Northwest Arkansas when it passes through again. But yeah, I really recommend it. It's 2 minutes and some odd seconds, but the way time dilates is just really mind-blowing, and your ability to... I took photos to try and remember, and then I'm like, did I remember? Did I look at the sun? I was like, fuck yeah, I did. It rocked. It's very hard to... It's like the most chaotic 2 minutes of my life, and I will say the coolest thing I have ever seen.
Yeah.
It's no contest. Anyways, we have a great show. Talk to you soon.
Ignored advice, so many drowned there. just from what it is that you wanna be free. So what I do, we waste our lives, and what I do, we stay.
Is a sea of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. The sea of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. Eternal sea of darkness.
Thank you. Thank you. Marissa and I were just here talking about maybe committing ourselves to chasing every eclipse wherever it goes, because apparently they're all different. And Marissa, will you repeat what you told me about the bucket list? It's really good.
So the seeing an eclipse definitely felt like a bucket list item to me. And now that I've seen one, I feel like it's just become an infinite bucket list item to me.
Yeah, I gotta see the one that's coming up in Greenland. I gotta see. It is really nice, and I've made this joke before, but I do really like that this eclipse went to some of the shittiest cities in the U.S., including Indianapolis, Buffalo, Dallas, every city that has like has it bad every other way. Got to see hopefully a wonderful eclipse, and maybe you did too. We'll do a little bit of back announcing. That was Roland P. Young, one of my favorites, a WFMU favorite generally. That was Eclipse from Istet Serenade. Harold Bodie before that from the anthology Clang Spectrum with Phase 4 to Arpeggio. A newish to me, quick instant attraction, wonderful, Ursula Bogner, Shepherd Mond from Sohn Black Box. Her discography is vast and wonderful and different in every way. Wonderful, wonderful. Miles Davis with Yafet from the Complete Bitches Brew Sessions. Sun Ra Orchestra with the iconic Sea of Darkness / Darkness from recently compiled Swirling. And we started the set off with my newest Kevin Ayers obsession, Him from Banana Moore. Simply can't get enough. Yeah, we were talking... I know what an eclipse is, but when it happened, I was so surprised. I had no idea. And we were just talking about how we've been preparing for this trip for months. And then we had no idea what to do when it happened. And I think we were both just screaming. Coming up next is a half hour of mostly Marissa's picks. This is the eclipse has maybe happened. We're recovering our psychic gains and losses. Your woo-woo friend said you need to write some things you want to let go of and burn them. Okay.
Yeah, it was meditate on some things, think about things that you want to let go of, write them down, and then burn them. Because, yeah.
With respect to woo-woo people, I feel like this is their advice kind of every few weeks. But it's good advice. It's worth taking. I personally was trying to be like really receptive, which maybe we'll find out if it backfired. But wonderful energy all around. Stay tuned.
Silhouettes on the shake. Oh, what a- had a mouth, a mouthful of bread. No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
And so we're winding down. That last song was Marissa's choice. I was very excited by it. I'm a big Harry Nilsson fan, and I also feel like that song has big Eclipse energy in a way I find difficult to pinpoint. It is, they're both, the word bombastic was the word he used. They're very like, they make themselves known. Before that was Arthur Lyman with Moon Over a Ruined Castle from the Exotic Sounds of Arthur Lyman. Klaus Nomi with Total Eclipse from his self-titled album. The B-52s with There's a Moon in the Sky Called the Moon from their self-titled album. We're debating, not arguing, just talking, Pulsiyama or Pulsalama. Wonderful, short-lived band with only one incredible LP, that was Temple of the Sun. And we started the set off with my favorite, the Ronettes. Silhouettes from the Ronettes featuring Veronica. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I have one thing to promote, which Rachel, my occasional co-host and very good friend in upstate New York, has finished an oral history of the artist Carolee Schneeman that's available online at I had the URL up here, oralhistory.schneemannfoundation.org, which should be Googleable in one way or another if you are wondering how many E's or how many N's are in Schneemann. A wonderful collection of interviews that really illuminate what the work of a lifelong artist might look like. Very much recommended for fans of Newfoundland, of me, of Rachel, of our whole project of having fun and horsing around, which is kind of hers too. Anyways, anything else about the eclipse? There's no way to describe it. Yeah, see you guys in Greenland. And
it was definitely like watching a car crash, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, I feel like the way time moved was definitely like as it is in a car crash, where like so much happens in a little bit of space. So until 2026, when we'll be live broadcasting from Greenland, seems like it would have cloud cover. Portugal, maybe not so much. Portugal would.
Spain.
I've never been to Portugal, though. I'd really like to.
I never have either.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2026. And until next week, have a wonderful, I guess, week. I don't like to say the word week that many times in a row. Have a wonderful 7 days. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. sia la fine. Hai capito, la vita come va? Sono un vulcano, brucio senza pietà. L'uso la mia ignoranza.
Naldinho, Lourizinho, Melzinho, Antônio Dolfinho e Tiberinho Gordinho. Tintinho, Naldinho, Lourizinho, Melzinho, Antônio Dolfinho e Tiberinho Gordinho. Tudinho, beijinhos.